Welcome to the Five Pastors. You may have tried it all, but still aren't satisfied with the answers you found to the question, how then shall I live? Lighthouse FM Radio is pleased to provide this daily half-hour program to guide you into a closer walk with God. Join us now as Pastor Etienne Hirushimana shares today's message.
You have been hired. That's a message we have for us. At this time, I invite you to bow your heads. Loving Father, now is the time you have set apart for us to be together, to hear from you. And at this moment, Lord, I give my voice to you. I give my body as a living sacrifice that you may use me and that you may speak through me, that each one of us will walk out of here encouraged, not only encouraged, but drawn closer to you and understanding that you're a God of love and you have redeemed us. And most of all, you desire to have a personal saving relationship with each one of us. May this prayer become true in our lives. May you speak to us now. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen. One of the most important themes in the Bible is that of stewardship. I truly believe this topic, stewardship, is important, that every Christian should take some time and to study it more in depth. Because when we understand the true meaning of stewardship, we begin to demonstrate a Christ-like character to a broken world. We begin to become Christ ambassadors to those around us. Stewardship is a topic that needs to be talked about more and more among Christians. But sadly, people don't like to talk about stewardship. Because oftentimes when we hear the word stewardship being spoken about, oftentimes is highlighting money and financial purposes. And people don't like to talk about money. People don't like to give away money. I don't know about you. I don't mean how many of you guys love to give away money. If you do, I love to receive money. I could help you with that. I really do. But nobody loves to talk about money. Let's be honest. In the past years of your experience, when you heard the word stewardship, has your immediate reaction been more positive or negative? Does the word automatically bring financial matters? Does the word stewardship seem to arouse a spirit of financial commitment on your part? But I'm here to tell you that stewardship is more than simply paying tithe and offering. As a matter of fact, I'm here to tell you that being a good Christian steward is a privilege and it's an honor. Friends, the good news I want you to walk away with, it is a beautiful thing. It is a privilege. It is wonderful to be called a faithful steward in the family of God. It is an honor. I want you to be excited about that. And some of you may be wondering, what does it mean to be a steward of God anyways? What does the word stewardship means anyways? Friends, stewardship just simply means management. Stewardship just means management. It means to look after something that belongs to someone of higher authority. A steward is simply a manager. Just like how in your workplace or in your corporation which you work, you have a manager or an overseer. That's what stewardship just simply means. But it is a wonderful and it is beautiful thing to be considered to be the steward in the family of God. I want us to look at a parable that was shared by Jesus that provides with us some general truth that Jesus taught concerning stewardship that goes beyond tithe and offering. I believe that this parable we're about to look at, Jesus paints a clear picture, a beautiful picture that shows that it is a wonderful and it is a beautiful thing to be considered to be a steward in the family of God. If you have your Bible with you, turn to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25 verse 14 to 27 reads, again, it will be like a man going on a journey, who called his servants and entrusted his wealth to them. To one, he gave 5 bags of gold, to another, 2 bags, to another, 1 bag, each according to his ability. Then he went on his journey. The man who had received 5 bags of gold went at once and put his money to work and gained 5 bags more. So also the one with 2 bags of gold gained 2 more. But the man who had received 1 bag went off, dug a hole in the ground, and hid his master's money. After a long time, the master of those servants returned and settled accounts with them. The man who had received 5 bags of gold brought the other 5. Master, he said, you have entrusted me with 5 bags of gold. See, I have gained 5 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Then the man with 2 bags of gold also came. Master, he said, You entrusted me with 2 bags of gold. See, I have gained 2 more. His master replied, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share in your master's happiness. Then the man who had received 1 bag of gold, master, he said, I knew that you are a hard man, harvesting where you have no sown and gathering where you have no scattered seeds. So I was afraid and went out and hid your gold in the ground. See, here is what belongs to you. His master replied, you wicked, lazy servant. See, you knew that harvest where I have no sown and gather where I have no scattered seed. Well then, you should have put my money on deposit with the bankers, so that when I return, I would have received it back with interest. Verse 28 goes on. He says, take the bag of gold from him and give it to the one who has 10 bags. For whoever has will be given more, and they will have an abundance. Whoever does not have even what they have will be taken from them. Church, there are three truths. There are three truths found in this parable that I want us to look at, which shows you and me that it is a privilege, it is an honor to be considered a faithful steward of God. Oh, my friend, I want you to get excited with me. It is a beautiful thing to be called a steward, a good, faithful steward in the family of Jesus Christ. And the first truth I want us to look at that every single Christian steward ought to take into consideration and ought to know is the truth that every Christian needs to know we find in this parable is the truth of ownership. Is the truth of ownership. According to the parable we just read in Matthew 25, there is a master with great wealth who goes on a journey. But before he goes, he chooses 3 of his servants to manage his valuable possessions. But first, we need to understand, who is this master? Who is he? Once we understand who the owner in this parable is, I think we will start to understand why it's a beautiful thing and why it's a privilege to be a Christian steward. And the question I have for you is this. In this story, did the servants own the talents or did the master own the talents? Of course, the master owned the talents. The master owned all the talents that was given to the servants. In this case, the master or the man in this story represents Jesus Christ himself. He walked you on this earth and he has left us with positions to look after. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 26 says, 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 26 reads, "For the earth is the Lord's and all it contains." Psalms 24 verse 1. Psalms 24 verse 1 also says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. The world and all who live in it belongs to the Lord." Haggai chapter 2 verse 8 says, "The silver is mine and the gold is mine, declares the Lord of hosts." The world and all who live in it, my friend, belong to God. In other words, as servants of Jesus Christ, first and foremost, we need to understand that God is the owner of everything. The servants in the parable understood that. The master owned the talents that were given. In order for us to be good Christian stewards, we need to understand that God is the owner of everything, including every single person that exists. In other words, it doesn't matter whether you're black, white, yellow, male or female. It doesn't matter whatever your sexual orientation is. We all belong to God, and God is the owner of all. We love. This is where we as Christians, we as people go wrong. We love to assume that we own the world and everything in it. We love to say, "This is my house. This is my car. This is my family. This is my money. This is my church. This is my ministry. It is mine. This is my baby. It is mine and mine and mine and no one else." We love to claim ownership, don't we? That is why we love to charge money for everything. And I tell you, if we could learn how to manage, how to control the air we breathe, we will begin to charge people for it. You cannot breathe in my house unless you pay for it. We just love to claim ownership. I read a story that was shared by one pastor that read of a woman who had finished her shopping and returned to her car to find four men inside of it. She dropped her shopping bags, drew a handgun from her purse, and with a forceful voice, she said, "I have a gun and I know how to use it. Get out of the car." Those men did not wait for second invitation, my friends. They got out the car and ran like crazy men. I would have too. The woman, understandably shaken, as fast as she could, she got into the car, loaded her shopping bag, and wanted to get out of there as fast as she could. Wanted to escape the scene because she was shaken by what just happened. No matter how hard she tried to get the key into the ignition to get out of there, she was not becoming successful. As she was panicking, trying to get the key into the ignition, it seemed like she was not becoming successful. So she was asking herself, then he hit her, "This is not my car." And as she looked around, indeed it wasn't her car. Her car was parked four or five spaces away. And as she began to look around where the man had gone, she could not find him. She got her bags out of that vehicle, went to her car, and drove herself straight to the police station to turn herself in, of course. When she got to the police station and she told the story, what had happened to the desk sergeant, when the desk sergeant heard this story, nearly fell out of his seat laughing. Because at the other end of the counter, there were four men who were reporting that they got carjacked by a woman with a short hair, 5 feet tall, with a large handgun, with a forceful voice saying, "Get out my car." Of course, no charge was made. No charge was made, but friends, she thought it was her car. But the truth is, the car really belonged to someone else. The truth is, God owns everything. He owns that lady's car and the one she mistakenly got into. He owns everything we call ours. He owns it all. Friends, God just simply gives us the power and strength to earn everything. What the Bible wants us to know about stewardship and about relationship with God is God owns everything. God owns your family. He owns your bank account. He owns your car. It is Him that gives us the power and strength to earn living. It is Him that gives us the ability to use our minds to think, create, and love and be a blessing to others. It is Him that gives us the breath we breathe. It is Him that provides rain in its due season so we can grow our vegetation. It is Him that wakes you up every single morning and entrusts you with the very breath you breathe. It is God who owns it all. And we need to understand that, friends. Once we understand that, we will come to realize it is a beautiful thing to be a Christian steward. So the first truth we need to understand as the Bible defines stewardship, God owns everything. Everything that exists, everything is under His authority, including you and I. The second truth that we see in this parable that we need to understand is the element of employment. God owns everything, but He employs His servants as His managers to look after everything He owns. God hires you and I to look after everything He owns. Genesis chapter 2 verse 15 reads, "The Lord God took the man and put him in the garden of Eden to work it and take care of it." First, we must understand that God is the owner of everything. Second, God employs you and I to work and take care His belongings. God hires you and I to look after His valuable possessions. But the sad news is this. We like to think we own everything. Then we ask God to manage after our belongings. Have you ever prayed that prayer, "God, look after this, look after this, look after this"? Why not pray and say, "God, You have employed me to look after Your possessions. Give me the ability and the wisdom to manage it well." But we try to employ God when He has employed us. The truth is, friends, God is in control and we are His workers. But not just any workers. He has given us the position of management. We are managers. Friends, I told you. I'm going to repeat it one more time. It is a wonderful thing. It is a privilege to be a Christian steward. We know that in this parable, the master represents Jesus and the servants represents you and I. But look what the master does in this parable. This master, being Jesus, promotes these servants to stewards, to managers. I want you to realize slaves or servants just simply carry out tasks, but the master promotes you and I to management position. Sin wants to make you a slave, but God comes and promotes you to management position, my friends. Sin wants you to become slave to your possessions, but God promotes you and He gives you the ability to manage and be over your possessions. Friends, all our talents may look different. God has given each one of us talents. They may look different. Some have the ability to sing. Some have the ability for administration. Some have large homes. Some have large families. Some have more money than others. But I want you to notice that it is God that provides. It is God that blesses all. And all have received just enough to keep them happy. A time is coming when we all will have to come before God and give a report of how we have been faithful or how we have worked special talents He has given to us in our lives. And so, friends, I want you to notice here that each one of us will have to come and give a report and declare what we have done with the special position God has given to us. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 10 tells us that a time is coming when we all shall appear before the judgment seat of Christ, and we shall be judged according to what we have done. The master shall ask each of us, where is my valuable possession that I left under your control? At that time is coming where we all shall give that report. We shall all be held accountable with and how we have worked and dealt with God's special possessions he left under our control. I want you to notice, however, friends, this is the good news. This is the precious thing. I don't want you to miss it here. I want you to notice when the master returns, he is coming back with a reward. When Jesus returns, he is coming back with a reward. And oh, how beautiful it is to be called a good God, a good Christian steward. The Bible says to the faithful, he should say to them, well done, good and faithful servant. You have been faithful with few things. I will put you in charge of many things. Come and share your master's happiness. Those who have been faithful, those who have been found faithful stewards, they shall be rewarded with much more. And most of all, they shall share in their master's happiness. He will invite them, come, well done, and share in your master's happiness. But to the unfaithful servant, the story tells us that their master shall say to them, he should say these very disappointing words, throw that worthless servant aside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. Oh, my friends, you and I know otherwise. If you want to see the faithfulness of God, just look at the cross. Just look at the cross and you will see his faithfulness. You will see love in its entirety. You will see what he has done for you and I. All you need to do, just look at the cross and you will see that God is faithful. And indeed, he's coming back with a reward and he's going to bless you beyond what you can even imagine. You see, the servant failed to recognize that the master was the owner of everything. Wherever he was harvesting, the master owned everything. He failed to trust and believe in the God who trusted him and believed in him with his special possession. But you and I know that he is faithful and he is just and he employs us and blesses us with so much more, sometimes way more than we could even ask for. I want to invite you at this moment to begin to examine your life right now. I want you right now to start thinking about areas in your life. And as I read a few statements here, I want you to think about your own life and look at your own life and see if you have been faithful. Friends, if Jesus were to come in your life right now, if Jesus were to come today and ask you these questions, were you a faithful manager in your home, community, and to your neighbors? Would he say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant, come and share your master's happiness? If he were to ask you today, were you a good steward to your children? Would he respond to you, well done, my good and faithful servant, come and share your master's happiness? If he were to ask you today, were you a good steward to your husband or your wife? Would he respond to you, well done, my good and faithful servant, come and share your master's happiness? If Jesus were to ask you all these questions, if he were to ask you, were you faithful in your ministries? Were you faithful with the talents I have given you? Would he say to you, well done, my good and faithful servant. For those who realize that you have not been a good steward, and there are areas in your life that you have not been faithful, here's the good news. God wants to give you the opportunity to do it right, right now. God is giving you the chance right now to start fresh, to start over. He is giving you the opportunity to change your ways. That is why you are hearing my voice right now. I don't believe it was by mistake that you are here listening to this message right now. I believe that God is challenging you and he's asking to examine yourself, and he's giving you the opportunity to make a U-turn in your life. That way you may hear those words, well done, my good and faithful servant. He wants you to share in his happiness. No matter what you have done, it doesn't matter how far you think you are from him. I want you to know that God has not given up on you and I. If you are wanting to be a faithful steward in every aspect of your life, and you want to hear those wonderful words, well done, my good and faithful servant, now is the time. Don't wait for tomorrow. Don't wait for later. Now is the time to make that decision, to make that conscious decision to God right now. And say, God, I am willing. I recognize that you have employed me. Help me to be faithful. For those who are wanting to make that decision right now, but if you are making that decision right now and say, Lord, I want to be a good steward. I want to be a good manager. I want to be found faithful. I want you to repeat after me. Wherever you may be, I want you to repeat after me. I want you to say, God, I recognize that I have not been faithful with the possessions and resources you have trusted me with. I recognize that everything that I own belongs to you. Please come into my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit to help me manage every single aspect of my life, Lord. Repeat after me, Lord, I claim you over my home. I claim you over my finances. I claim you over my friendships. I claim you over my ministries. From this day forward, I choose to serve you alone. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for joining us on The Five Pastors. Tonight's speaker was Pastor Etienne Harushimana. If you would like more information on what you heard in this message, feel free to email us, voar@voar.org. You're invited Monday to Friday at 10 p.m. for inspiring messages on The Five Pastors.